Namaṁ Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashtu Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 9, The Appearance of Demon Vritrasura, Text 43. Also, it's in a prose form, so I will just read it through. Ato eva swayam tad upakalpayak smakam Bhagavata paramo gurastava charano shato palash charano shato palashat chhayar chhayayam vividho brijina sansaro parishramo upashamo nim upashano upashamo nim upasritanam bayam jat kameno pashaditaha Pashaditaha. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dear Lord, you are omniscient and therefore you know very well why we have taken shelter at your lotus feet, which provides shade that gives relief from all material disturbances. Since you are the supreme spiritual master and you know everything, we have sought shelter of your lotus feet for instruction. Please give us relief by counteracting our present distress. Your lotus feet are the only shelter for a fully surrendered devotee and are the only means for subduing all tribulations of this material world. Please repeat after me. Dear Lord,
you are omniscient, and therefore
you know very well
why we have taken shelter at your lotus feet,
which provides shade that gives relief from all material disturbances. Since you are the supreme spiritual master, and you know everything, we have sought shelter of your lotus feet
for instruction.
Please give us relief
by counteracting our present distress.
Your lotus feet
are the only shelter
for a fully surrendered devotee
and are the only means
for subduing
all the tribulations
of this material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One need only seek shelter of the shade of the Lord's lotus feet. When all the material tribulations that disturb him will be subdued, just as when one comes under the shadow of a big tree, the disturbances caused by the heat of the scorching sun are immediately mitigated without one's asking for relief. Therefore, the whole concern of the conditioned soul should be in the lotus feet of the Lord. The conditioned soul suffering from various tribulations because of existing in this material world can be relieved only when he seeks shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. So, the demigods are offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods are distressed because Vritrasura has driven them away from Swargaloka, heavenly planet. That is their place of residence, and their responsibility is to take care of different affairs of the material nature. Now, they have been driven out, therefore, now they are seeking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, Narayan's lotus feet. And they are offering these prayers. These prayers are very important, because through these prayers we get to know who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. So we are seeing they are addressing him as omniscient, who knows everything. They also have addressed him as the Supreme Spiritual Master. And therefore they are asking for his guidance. Please tell us what we should do. We lost our place of residence, we lost our kingdom, we have been driven out, and we are wandering around here and there. So often the demigods become distressed by the demons in this way. Who couldn't hear you? Hear me. Oh, from?
The back.
Okay. Hare Krishna, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Not even now. So, what to do? Is it all right now?
Yes.
Okay. They should have a speaker there in that room. So, the omniscient, they are saying, because you are omniscient, you know everything. Although they are offering prayers and saying, please mitigate our suffering condition, but at the same time they are saying that you know everything, there is no need to tell you anything. And they are saying that because you are the Supreme Spiritual Master, at a time like this, please tell us what we should do. So in this way, through the prayers of the demigods, and there are various prayers in Bhagavatam, we find so many prayers offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are prayers by Queen Kunti, very beautiful prayers. There is prayers by Devahuti, prayers by Kardama Muni, prayers by Prachetas, prayers by Lord Shiva. So, and through those prayers we get to know who Supreme Personality of Godhead is and the importance of taking shelter of his lotus feet. So, and that is the purpose of one's existence. It is important that we find out what is the goal of our life. The first thing that one must understand, that human life is not meant for living in an animalistic way. Animalistic ways are ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha. So, etat pashubhi shamana. They are the activities of an animal. Now the question is, should the human beings lead his life like an animal? Those who are outside, can you hear me? Sunai de rahe? Jan, come, try to come back. Try to make some space for them. Yeah, I should have given the class downstairs actually. It's quite crowded. Anyway, everyone fitted in, it seems. And what should be the goal of human life? Labdha sudur labhamidam bahu shambhavante. After many, many possibilities, after traveling through so many different types of life. Sometimes we had an insect body, sometimes we had a worm body, sometimes we had a reptile body, sometimes we had a bird body, animal body, so many different, 8 million different type of life, species of life. And after that, we got the human form. 8 million species of life. It is not that we always had been human beings, no. We had been so many different things, so many different bodies. Can you imagine at some time you may have been a cockroach? Sometime you may have been a snake. And in each life, we became attached. Once Indra, due to a curse of a Brahmana, became a hog, became a pig. Can you imagine the life of a pig? You know what is pig's delicacy? There is no need to mention that. And when the demigods came to take him, okay, now the term of your curse is over, now we have come to take you to heavenly planet. And what was his reply? How can I live now? I have my wife, I have my children, I have my grandchildren. And this is how he became attached. Even Indra became attached to the body of a pig. That is called conditioning. In whichever body we are in, we want to remain in that body. We don't want to change that. We don't want to change that body. Similarly, in this life also, we have the same piggish mentality. Attached to so many things and we don't want to leave. One reason for our reluctance to leave is because we think that the leaving will be very painful. It will be painful only when we are attached. When you're attached to the body, when we are attached to the body, then leaving the body becomes painful. And we do develop some sort of attachment. But for a pure devotee, leaving the body is not at all painful. Pure devotee also dies. But pure devotee's death is, how does a pure devotee's death come? We can see how it happened with Dhruva Maharaj. A chariot came from the spiritual sky to take him. The associates of the Lord came and told him that the Lord wants you to go back to the spiritual world. So Dhruva Maharaj said, okay, and he took bath, said goodbye to all the sages in Badarik Ashram, circumambulated the chariot, and when he was about to climb onto the chariot, he saw there is one personality. Who is that personality? Death. Death is standing there. Not standing, kneeling down. With folded hands. Please, show some mercy upon me. And what did Dhruva Maharaj do? He put his feet on Death's head to climb onto the chariot. So that is how Death will come to a devotee. Death will come. Death means changing of the body. So there will be a need for changing the body. But how the change of the body will take place? Not that death will come in a fearful and painful way. Death will come in a very submissive way. Please bless me. And Brihad Bhagavatamritam also is describing that when some devotee goes back to Godhead, the demigods offer prayers. Oh, look, he has achieved the perfection of his life. He's going back to Godhead. So this is how a devotee meets the end of his tenure in this material world. That's how he finishes his stay in this material world. That's how he goes back to Godhead. And Krishna helps. Krishna helps. Because devotee wants to serve Krishna. Actually, we are in the material nature because we rejected Krishna. So when we accept Krishna, then Krishna becomes very pleased. Krishna is in the heart of every living entity simply for this purpose. Sitting in the heart, Krishna is waiting when this living entity will turn towards me. That is why Krishna is there with us. He is in our hearts, waiting. And the moment we say, Krishna, I am surrendering myself unto you, please do whatever you want to do with me. Then Krishna takes care of us. So, okay. Aham tvang sarva papibhyo moksha ishami masucha. So that is the purpose of human life. Labdha sudurlabham. It is durlabham. It's very rare. This human form of life is very, very rare. Once a godbrother of mine gave an example of how rare it is to get the human form of life and take to Krishna consciousness. I'm sure he got it from some scripture or some description somewhere. In the ocean, a log is floating. The log has one hole. The log, the wooden plank, has one hole in it and it's floating. And a tortoise tortoise sometimes take their head out to breathe. So a tortoise is coming out on the surface to breathe. And for the tortoise to come out in such a way that his head goes through that hole of that wooden plank. Can you see how rare it is? That is how rare this opportunity to become a devotee is. Getting the human form of life is rare, but to become a devotee is extremely rare. What is the possibility? One in a billion? Not even that. One in a trillion? No. One in a zillion? The ocean is so vast and the log is floating with a hole in it and the... So that's why it has been mentioned, manushanam sahasreshu. Kashchit jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhanam kashchin mang vetti tattataha. Srila Prabhupada has created this good fortune for us. It's impossible. As if Prabhupada is standing there, on the surface of the ocean with a log in his hand and as the tortoise sticks its head out, he just puts the thing on the tortoise's head. So that's the good fortune that he has created for us. And the benefit is inconceivable. If we follow this process properly, then we'll be able to make our human form of life successful. And making this life successful means go back to Godhead, to our original situation. Otherwise, in this material nature, we're getting different bodies. Why we are getting different bodies in this material nature? To suffer. Does anybody go to a prison house to enjoy? This is like a prison house, Maithunagara. Agar means prison. Karagar. But this is Maithunagara, the prison house of sex desire. Everyone is tied up to this material nature with sex desire. That's why it's so important to overcome, conquer sex desire. And how is it possible? Simply by developing a loving relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, in the material nature, everyone is attracted to sex desire. Starting from insects to the demigods. All are attracted to sex desire. And that's how they are tied up. But human form of life is meant for conquering this desire. As long as we have that desire, we have to be here, we have to come back. And we can see like how there's so much promotion for sex desire nowadays. Everywhere there is a promotion for sex desire. So this is how we can see the Kali Yuga situation. Whereas as devotees, we are getting an opportunity. Okay, no, that's not for me. We know that this is not what we should aspire for. Our business is to conquer that desire. And how is it possible? How is it possible? The way it's possible is only by developing Krishna consciousness. Parang drishta nivartante. By getting the higher taste, one refrain from this tendency. Higher taste. So, Srila Prabhupada gave us everything. His books, Srimad Bhagavatam, are giving us all the informations. Bhagavad Gita is giving us all the informations. And now we have to just take advantage of that. That's why the temples are here, so that people can get the right information and people can get proper atmosphere to practice this process. The material nature is a very difficult place, as I was saying. Like you go out, everywhere people are being bombarded with all these provocative allurements. Even children are being exposed to that. Yesterday I was mentioning that. So what to do? Like, you get your mobile phone, you get your computer, and the chances of being exposed to all those allurements is so strong. Anyway, that is the condition. In one hand, it's a very dangerous situation, very difficult situation. But on the other hand, we have a wonderful opportunity. In one hand, Kali Yuga is such a difficult place. Like as I was saying, like everywhere there is a promotion for intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex and gambling. Everywhere there is a provocation for that. But at the same time, very easily one can become free from material bondage. Just by taking to the process of Krishna consciousness. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga parang brajet. In one hand, situation is very dangerous. On the other hand, the reward is amazing. The possibility is amazing. Like in one hand, it's trying to drag us down to the deepest region of ignorance. And on the other hand, there's a helicopter. Just get into it and it'll take you. So ISKCON is that helicopter. Just get into it. It's a helicopter that can fit in unlimited number of people. So get into that and stay on that. Stay in that. Don't leave. Another example often we think of is the dangerous ocean of material nature and a boat, a ship sailing across. So these are the contrast. In one hand, the situation is so difficult, so dangerous, and on the other hand, the opportunity is wonderful. So now the question is, what should we do? Problem is that the allurement of the material nature is so strong that one can get carried away. He can forget, like we are seeing, devotees, so many years of devotional service, they're leaving, going away. Well, I hope someday they'll come back, but it's a very risky situation, going away. When you go away, there is no way of knowing what may happen to you. So, and that is why it's so important to remain in good association. Good association reminds us. Otherwise, Maya comes with a beautiful form. and says, come, come, enjoy me. And we are seeing it's happening. People are becoming victims. A 60-year-old man, after so many years of devotional service, getting married to a 20-year-old girl. Like what? What kind of example they're setting? But that's, you know, why does it happen? Lack of good association. Allurement of Maya. Where they should become free from sex desire, they're becoming victims of sex desire at an ripe old age. So the thing is that learn your lesson from all those examples. Don't follow that, but learn that this shouldn't happen to me. This shouldn't happen to me. It's happened to them, fine, it's okay. But let's pray to Krishna that that doesn't happen to me. At the right age, you enter into Grihastha ashram, that's fine. But anyway, so learn your lessons from that. Remain in good association. And remember that the goal of life is to remain a brahmachari. Prabhupada said in ISKCON, everyone is a brahmachari. Brahmachari is a brahmachari, household is a brahmachari, banaprastha is a brahmachari, sannyas is a brahmachari. Even householders have to be brahmacharis. Meaning just putrarthi kriyate bharja. Just for the sake of procreation, one gets married. One accepts a wife. So this is how we have to take advantage of the human form of life. Labdha sudurlabhamidam bahusambhavante. And it is durlabham. One hand is very rare. And at the same time, it is uncertain. There is no way of knowing when the life will come to an end. We got the human form of life, we got this opportunity, but there is no guarantee when that life can be terminated, when death can come. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Kaumaram acharet prakka, dharman bhagavataniha. Kaumaram, at the age of 5 or 6, start practicing Krishna consciousness. Pragya, those who are wise, they'll start to practice from that early age. And if they cannot, at least the parents should make it a point that they start. They should guide them towards that kind of life. And we see, like when they start practicing Krishna consciousness at an early age, they blossom so nicely. We came here and some of these youngsters, Gaura, how old were you at that time? 7. And Krishnadas was, how old was Krishnadas? 6, okay. So, the parents guided them. And they got. And the way one grows, the way one develops his habits or attitude at that age, that stays all the time throughout the life. That's the most formative age. 5 to 12. That's the most formative age. Like give them, that's why I say that, give them a good dose of Krishna consciousness when they're young. Mm. because then it will stay with them for the whole life. Those who come late, that's also no problem. Because Krishna consciousness is so wonderful that whenever you accept it, that's so nice. Many of you have come quite late in the age. Doesn't matter. Became so serious. How old were you, Raghav Pandit? Jab hum log aaya tha, Krishna Bhakti ka prachar shuru hua. Umir kitna tha tumhara? Umir kitna tha us samay? Jab hum log aaya tha ISKCON mein, tumhara umir kitna tha us samay? Sharma rahe ho? Huh? 58
minus
17. Oh, 58 minus 17. Okay. Okay. 41. Huh? 41. Very good. Never too late. And Ananta Vijaya, at what age did you take to Krishna consciousness? 30. When you were 30. So, and they also fixed up. So, now that you found it, just stick to that and don't deviate. That's the important thing. How old are you? Rup Gaura? When you started?
No. I started at around 25 or so.
Oh, okay. At the age of 25.
27 maybe.
Okay. So, and never leave, okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. So all of you become very good devotees and help others also to become very good devotees. Create a very nice atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere where everybody will be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Chitahari?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the beautiful explanation. Prabhupada, as you explained, that the goal of life is to remain a brahmachari. And many times we see that while joining the ashram, the devotee who is joining and the family member, so the attachment to the family is very, very strong, both from the devotee's side as well as from the family's side, especially when the family is facing difficulty like financial crisis or something. So even after joining, sometimes the problem is strong. So both from the attachment.
So tell me, what should be done? You know, like, that's why it's so important to have the knowledge. Pragya, Komaram, Acharet, Pragya. What is knowledge? Simple knowledge is, these relationships will last for how long? As long as we have the body. Right? Do we remember our relatives from our previous births? Like our Britrasuras, I mean this Chitraketu's incident, you remember? His dead son asked, which father? I had so many fathers, which father you're talking about? So that is the knowledge. And these kind of attachments are, these attachments are ignorance. It sounds harsh, but that's the fact. These attachments are due to ignorance. The knowledge is, my only relationship with this is with Krishna. If you are with Krishna, I am with you. Isn't that our attitude? We left our family and we found a new family. Right? That family was centered around my body. In my body's relationship, they were my relatives. Whereas this family is centered around Krishna. So now the choice is yours. Grihamandha kupam. Okay.
Sometimes they say you surrender to Krishna, but they say you postpone your surrender to Krishna. Not now, help us.
So they should tell, should I listen to you or should I listen to my spiritual master? Since when you become my spiritual master? You are not giving me Krishna consciousness. All these instructions are simply Maya consciousness. You want to keep me in Maya. That's why you are giving all these excuses. Postpone it. Why should I postpone it? Did Prahlad Maharaj say postpone it? Prahlad Maharaj said immediately, turnam. Turnam. Meaning immediately. Now that you got it, immediately accept it. Rupa Gaur?
Sannyasis leaving their body with cancer or so, and they mentioned that there was terrible pain they are able to deal with. So how can we understand? Do they feel physical pain or it is like they're able to...
This pain, but how they're reacting to the pain. That's the thing. More pure they are, the more unconcerned they'll be about the pain. Of course, it's good for us to think that, well, everyone is a pure devotee. But I would say the perfect example of pure devotee is Srila Prabhupada. And we saw how Prabhupada left his body, chanting the holy name. Like, he was lying in bed, totally, you know, aloof. And from time to time he was opening his mouth and I was giving him water. And next to me was Prabhupada's godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He was sitting there actually. So Babaji Maharaj pointed out, see, he's still chanting. And I could see when he opened his mouth, his lips, his tongue was vibrating. So that's how, although we couldn't hear it, but Babaji Maharaj pointed out, still he is chanting. And pain may be there, but a devotee will not be affected by the pain. Anyway, ultimately it's all Krishna's desire, how Krishna takes us. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Bolo.
I observed that I want to ask also, is the time which is running as of now, is it contaminated? Because I saw that when, if you chant 16 rounds, but if you chant extra round of, or the effects last for a few days, and then we can see that it goes off then. So time actually like the same. Sun rises, sets again it rises. 16 rounds last day, next day again 16 rounds. So what is this? How is the time controlling the effect of holy name's effect? I mean,
time is not controlling, your mind is controlling. Time has nothing to do with... I mean, time should be utilized, but actually it's your mind. Where your mind is, are you attentive while you are chanting? Or your mind is roaming here and there? chanting 16 rounds on time, that's fine. But the quality of a chanting will depend upon your concentration. So that's the important thing. So there are some questions from internet. Jayesh Das, Guru Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. My question is, in one hand, this material nature is like a jail, which is meant for rectifying the enjoying propensity of living entities. But on the other hand, we see that living entity becomes fully satisfied in his present condition. For example, Indra was happy in his pig life. If one doesn't get to realize that he is suffering, how will he be able to get rid of this material nature? Why the Lord made such a contradictory arrangement? Your servant Jayesh Das. You see, it is a matter of conditioning. When the soul gets a body, the soul, due to his false ego, begins to identify himself with the body. He thinks that this body is me. Because he doesn't have any spiritual awareness, he identifies himself with the body. And that is what causes that, like Indra didn't want to leave that body. Because he is thinking, this is me. How can I leave this? Then that will be the end of everything. And why Krishna created this arrangement? Krishna created this arrangement because Krishna wants to show us how stupid we are. Krishna wants to show us that although we are suffering in this body, we don't want to give up this body. Parameshwari Radhika Devi Dasi, Hare Krishna, Srila Gurudev. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gurudev, as per Bhagavad Gita, Salpam appasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, means no one will get rebirth in lower species. Then why Chitraketu did get a asura body? How can we understand this? Please explain. Thank you, your insignificant servant, Parameshwari Radhika Devidasi, Gurgaon. Chitraketu got this demon body because he was cursed by Parvati. So due to the curse, sometimes even devotees get a lower species of life. Another thing is that it is Krishna's pastime actually. Krishna is showing through Vritrasura how even a demon can become such a great devotee. It's not that only exalted personalities become devotees. Anybody can become a devotee. Now when we see Vritrasura, we see he is so much more exalted than Indra. Why? Because he is a pure devotee of the Lord. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.